Section 2. The Role of Vision in Dyslexia. As early as the 19th century, what would later be called dyslexia was described as word blindness, text blindness, or letter blindness. Cusmore first claimed that a complete text blindness may exist, although the power of the sight, the intellect, and the powers of speech are intact. Hinshelwood described a man unable to read despite having normal visual acuity, a fact that Hinshelwood attributed not to any failure of visual power, but to a loss of the visual memory of letters. Similarly, Morgan described a boy who clearly saw words, but had no power of preserving and storing up the visual impression produced by words. These authors all seem to have agreed that the described reading impairments were not related to low-level visual deficits, such as lower visual acuity. Such problems might, however, be attributed to deficits in visual cognition or high-level vision. The view of these early researchers nonetheless seems to have been that the impairments only applied to letters and words and were not generalised to other visual objects. Nevertheless, letters and words are visual objects, albeit special ones, that must be extensively processed by the visual system before they can be recognised. According to the high-level visual dysfunction hypothesis, the difficulties of readers of dyslexia are not always confined to written material, but can generalise to the visual discrimination and recognition of other objects. How can this be, one might ask? After all, readers of dyslexia clearly see the world and there should be nothing wrong with their eyes, so how can their problems be visual? This may be more than just a straw man. We often feel like we are aware of all our surroundings and that we instantly and effortlessly recognise the things in our environment. Vision feels easy. It feels so easy. In fact, the task of building an artificial system that could essentially mimic the human visual system was famously given to a few MIT students as a summer project over half a century ago. Computer vision has only recently come anywhere close to reaching this goal, and no wonder. The primate visual system is incredibly complex, with several dozen interconnected visual cortical areas. Vision is not trivial at all, and many things can go wrong from the time that light hits our eyes to the moment that we understand what we see.